Chapter 30. Night in the moonlight, Mrs. Crane's colored cook, who had been a slave, was induced to tell him her story. It was exactly the story, to appeal to Mark Twain, and the kind of thing he could write. He set it down next morning, as nearly in her own words and manner as possible, without departing too far from literary requirements. He decided to send this to Howells. He did not regard it very highly, but he would take the chance. An earlier offering to the magazine had been returned. He sent the true story, with a brief note. To W.D. Howells, in Boston. Elmira, September 2, 74. My dear Howells, I enclose also a true story which has no humor in it. You can pay as lightly as you choose for that, if you want it, for it is rather out of my line. I have not altered the old colored woman's story except to begin at the beginning, instead of the middle, as she did, and traveled both ways. Ears ever mark. But Howells was delighted with it. He referred to its illest kind of black talk, and in another place added, "This little story delights me more and more. I wish you had about 40 of them." Along with the true story, Mark Twain had sent the able for good old boys and girls. But this Howells returned, not, as he said, because he didn't like it, but because the Atlantic on matters of religion was just in that good lord, good devil condition when a little fable like yours wouldn't leave it a single Presbyterian, Baptist, Unitarian, Episcopalian, Methodist, or Millerite paying subscriber, while all the deadheads would stick to it, and abuse it in the denominational newspapers. But the shorter MS had been only a brief diversion. Mark Twain was bowling along at a book and a play. The book was Tom Sawyer, as already mentioned, and the play a dramatization from the Gilded Age. Clemens had all along intended to dramatize the story of Colonel Sellers, and was one day thunderstruck to receive word from California that a San Francisco dramatist had appropriated his character in a play written for John T. Raymond. Clemens had taken out dramatic copyright on the book, and immediately stopped the performance by telegraph. A correspondence between the author and the dramatist followed, leading to a friendly arrangement by which the latter agreed to dispose of his version to Mark Twain. A good deal of discussion from time to time, having arisen over the authorship of the Sellers play, as presented by Raymond, certain among the letters that follow may be found of special interest. Meanwhile, we find Clemens writing to Dr. John Brown, of Edinburgh, on these matters and events in general. The book MS, which he mentions as having put aside, was not touched again for nearly a year. To Dr. John Brown, in Edinburgh. Quarry Farm, near Elmira, NY, September 4, 1874. Dear friend, I have been writing 50 pages of manuscript a day, on an average, for some time now, on a book, a story, and consequently have been so wrapped up in it, and so dead to anything else, that I have fallen mighty short in letter writing. But night before last I discovered that that day's chapter was a failure, in conception, moral truth to nature, and execution enough blemish to impair the excellence of almost any Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.